بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم ما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لله ما في السماوات والأرض إن الله هو الغني الحميد صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders and our mothers and sisters listening at home of the receiver, in tonight's Taraweeh we heard the 21st juz of the Holy Quran, in which we heard remaining part of Surah Al-Ankabut, then Surah Ar-Rum, then Surah Luqman, then Surah As-Sajda, and then Surah Ahzab, which will be completed tomorrow, inshallah. So these are the few surahs we heard in tonight's Taraweeh. In this verse that I recited, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that to Allah belongs all that which is in the skies and the earth. Everything belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Verily Allah is most independent, or all independent. Al-Hamid, He is most praiseworthy. He is all praiseworthy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not depend on any one of us. Allah is As-Samad. Allah is Baniyaz. Allah is self-sufficient. Allah exists without any person's assistance. You and I, and all the other creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, depend totally upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is al-ghani. Allah says, Ya ayyuhal nas, antumul fuqara'u ilallah. O people, you are beggars unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has conferred the title of al-fuqara to us. Allah has given us the title. Faqir means a beggar. So Allah says, we are faqir. And we are faqir in the true sense of the word. We depend on Allah Rabbul Izzat. Musa alayhi salatu salam, in the incident when he fled from Fir'aun and he went towards Madian, and the story is when he came to Madian, he had seen people taking their sheep or their flock to drink water, and amongst the people there were two young girls who had their flock, but they were driving their flock away from the rest of the people. All the other men had taken their flock to drink water from the well. And these poor girls, they were standing one side, waiting impatiently. They were unable to go because of all the men. And they had no men with them. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam saw this, so he went and he took the flock of sheep, the goats, whatever they had, and he fed them, or he gave them water. And these two girls go back to their father. Their father was Hazrat Shuaib alayhi salatu wasalam. Nonetheless, the story is long. Inshallah, some other occasion will give the whole story. But Musa alayhi salatu wasalam then comes under a tree. And he's extremely tired. He's hungry. He had been traveling all the way from Egypt. Ulama and Mufassirin write, he had no food to eat beside the greens that he saw on the way. And then he said, Rabbi inni lima anzalta ilayya min khayrin faqir. The Arabic grammar of this verse is beautiful. The eloquence is extremely beautiful. Wallah, for whatever you have sent down to me, whatever you are sending down to me, I am most dependent. I am a faqir. I require you. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us that we are all beggars unto Allah. Allah does not need any one of us. Allah does not even need the angels. Allah has got mighty armies. And those armies, Allah does not require any one of those armies. They are angels that Allah Ta'ala has created from the time Allah created them, in the Qiyam position, praising Allah Rabbul Izzat. Some are in the Ruku position, making the Tasbih of Allah. Some in the Sajda position, praising Allah Rabbul Izzat. Allah does not need even their praises. Allah begins the Holy Quran with Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alamin. All praise belongs only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So yeah, Allah ta'ala says Allah is ghani. Allah is independent and Allah is full of praise. All praise belongs to Allah Rabbil Izzat. He is Al-Hamid. Allah then further mentions, وَلَوْ أَنَّمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ مِنْ شَجَرَةٍ أَقْلَامٍ وَالْبَحْرُ يَمُدُّهُ مِنْ بَعْدِهِ سَبْعَةُ أَبْحُرٍ مَا نَفِدَتْ كَلِمَاتُ اللَّهِ. Before we continue this verse, if you look at the verse in Surah Kahf towards the end, قُلْ لَوْ كَانَ الْبَحْرُ مِدَادًا لِكَلِمَاتِ رَبِّي. If the ocean the oceans of the world has to be turned into ink. And with that ink, if one has to start writing the praises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will continue writing the praises until all that ink that he had, imagine the oceans of the world, all the water in the oceans of the world, he uses that as ink. The ink will dry up and still he will not be finished praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this particular verse, Allah says, if all the trees in the world, every single tree you can find, has to be turned into pens, aqlam, and the sea is turned into ink, and not just one sea, Allah says, after this one sea, it is reinforced by seven oceans. Sab'atu abhur. Seven oceans, reinforcement for ink. And you got so many pens and you write and write, all those pens will break and all that ink will become dry. And still, ma nafidat kalimatullah. The praises of Allah, the bounties of Allah, the qualities of Allah will not be complete still. You will still not be finished praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Can you imagine? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam made such a beautiful dua. Allahumma lakal hamd wa lakal shukr. Rasulullah said, La uhsi thana'an alayk anta kama athnayta ala nafsik. Ya Allah, I cannot truly praise you. All the words of praise put together cannot really praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anta kama athnayta ala nafsik. You are exactly how you have praised yourself. Allah has praised himself in the Quran. That is how Allah Ta'ala is. On the day of Qiyamah, when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be then, and people will come to him, make dua to Allah, or ask Allah, request Allah to start Hisab Kitab. The hadith is known as Hadith of Shafa'ah. It's a very lengthy hadith where first the people go to Adam alayhi salam. Then he tells them, no, go to Nuh alayhi salatu salam. That they go to various Anbiya alayhi salatu salam, Musa alayhi salatu salam, they come to Isa alayhi salatu salam, finally to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he goes into Sajda. And in the sajda, the hadith of Rasul says that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will then begin praising Allah with such words, with such praises, that Allah Ta'ala did not open and reveal to any person before that. Those words of praise, even Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not use those words in the world. Only on that occasion, Allah will inspire Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with such praises of Allah. And then Nabi Kareem will use those words and he'll praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah ta'ala will say, Ya Muhammad, irfa' ra'sak, sal tu'tah, washfa' tushaffa'. Oh Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, raise your head. And ask, whatever you ask, you'll be given. And intercede, your intercession will be granted. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we should be praising him all the time. When Rasulullah would wake up for tahajjud, it is sunnah to do this. Recite the verses of the Quran, Inna fi khalqi as-samawati wal ard wa ikhtilafi al-layli wan nahar la ayatin li ulil albab. That in the creation of the skies and the earth and the alternating of the night and the day, there are signs for the intelligent ones. Who are those intelligent ones? Alladhina yadhkuruna Allah qiyaman wa qu'uda wa ala junubihim wa yatafakkaruna fi khalqi as-samawati wal ard. The whole Quran we find dalail of the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Proofs of the oneness of Allah. Proofs of the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at the sky. Have you ever admired the beauty of the sky? And the creation of the sky? And how well fortified it is and how beautifully Allah has created the sky. Allah ta'ala, Rasulullah would stand up at night and look at the sky and see Allah. He would praise Allah. Rabbana ma khalaqta hadha batila. You have not created all this in vain. So insan has to look at, Allama Nawawi rahmatullahi alayhi has got a whole chapter in Riyadus Salihin about idhamu makhluqatillahi ta'ala, the greatness of the makhluqat of Allah Rabbul Izzah, like the oceans, the mountains, the rivers, the trees. So when we look at all those things and ponder and reflect, we will think of Allah Ta'ala's greatness. And the page that follows, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warns us, and Allah Ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhan nas, ittaqu rabbakum. Fear your Rabb. And fear the day of Qiyamah, where no father will be able to avail his son and help his son, and no son will be able to help his father. And no child will be able to help his parent, and no parent will be able to help his child. In fact, every single person will be concerned totally with himself. شَأْنُ يُغْنِي. He'll have his own matter that will he be so concerned with that he won't even be bothered about anybody else. يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ. A man will run away from his own brother, وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ, from his mother and father, وَصَحِبَتِهِ وَبَنِيهِ, and from his wife and children, your own child. Surah Hajj, a woman will abort her own child on the day of Qiyamah because of the fear of Qiyamah. A woman who was breastfeeding her child, she will actually abandon the child. Which mother will do such a thing? But on the day of Qiyamah, because of the horror of Qiyamah. And Allah shows that nobody will be bothered about any other person. Nafsi, nafsi, nafsi. Besides Rasulullah said, Allahumma ummati ummati. So Allah Ta'ala mentions this, that on the day of Qiyamah, nobody will be able to help the other person. Nabi Kareem actually called his aunt Safiya radiallahu ta'ala. And he called Fatima radiallahu ta'ala, his daughter. He said, oh my aunt Safiya, أَنْقِذِي نَفْسَكِ مِنَ النَّارِ. Save yourself from the fire of Jahannam. I will not be able to help you in the day of Qiyamah. Yes, in dunya, you're my aunt, I'm your nephew. I will maintain the family relationship we have. If you require anything, I'll be there to assist you. But for the day of Qiyamah, you're going to prepare for your own akhirat. Oh Fatima, he tells the same thing. أَنْقِذِي نَفْسَكِ مِنَ النَّارِ. So this is a lesson for all of us. On the day of Qiyamah, every person will be concerned about himself. Allah says that the day, the promise of Allah is true. Do not become deceived, beguiled by this worldly life. And do not become deceived by al-gharur. Al-gharur refers to shaitan, one who deceives a lot. There's a lot of emphasis in this particular word. Al-gharur, jo bahut dhokha deta hai. The one who gives a lot of deception, that is shaitan. It deceives us all. Allah warns us. Don't be beguiled by shaitan. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about five things. In the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, خَمْسٌ لَا يَعْلَمُهُنَّ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. Five things only Allah has knowledge of. إِنَّ اللَّهَ عِنْدَهُ عِلْمُ السَّاعَةِ. The actual day of Qiyamah. The actual hour of Qiyamah. The actual year of Qiyamah. The actual time, minute and second, only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. لا يجليها لوقتها إلا هو. Only Allah knows the day of Qiyamah. يسألونك عن الساعة أيان مرسها. قل إنما علمها عند رب عند الله. People ask Rasulullah, when is Qiyamah? Only Allah knows. In the hadith of Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, the lengthy hadith where Jibreel alayhi salam came in the form of a very handsome man. He did not look like a traveler, neither did he look like a person from Medina. Sahaba was astonished. Who is this person? Black hair, white clothing. It's a long hadith. We did it in one of the majlises. And then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasalam was asked by Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. People did not know who he was. Nabi Kareem knew it was Jibreel. Asked him about Islam, then Iman, then Ihsan. And then he asked him, when is Qiyamah going to take place? So Rasul gives a beautiful answer. مَلْ مَسْؤُولُ عَنْهَا بِأَعْلَمَ مِنَ السَّائِلِ. The one who is asked knows not more than the one who is asking. In other words, both of us do not know. Only Allah knows. إِنَّ اللَّهَ إِنَّهُ عِلْمُ السَّاعَةِ. Number two, وَيُنَزِّرُ الْغَيْثِ. He is the one who sends down rain. How much of rain, where it will rain, when it will rain, how it will rain, the knowledge only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has. People look at the weather news that comes in the paper and the forecast. These are not things for us to even look at. Our yaqeen is only in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we already say that tomorrow they say it's going to rain. And nothing happens. Because the knowledge is only with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, there are athar and effects. You see clouds and that common sense is going to rain. But the knowledge of how much of rain and where exactly it will rain, only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. وَيَعْلَمُ مَا فِي الْأَرْحَامِ. And only Allah has knowledge of all that's contained in the wombs of the mothers. Whatever is in the womb of the mother, only Allah has knowledge of it. Today, science have got equipment and X-ray machines and scanning machines. And many times, even though sometimes it is wrong, sometimes the doctor, oh, nowadays, they will be able to tell you the gender of the child. Is going to be a boy or girl. Fair enough, no problem. It's not against the verse of the Quran. It's not, the Quran said only Allah knows. Allah says, ma fil arham. So if the doctor tells you it's a boy or girl, there's no, nothing great about that. Ask the doctor how much of hair on the body of this child. How many strands of hair? What color will be the eyes? The child is born. Some people say, he got like blue eyes. Some say green. After somebody, you know, the color is changing. It's black, brown. Nobody knows. Leave all that. Shaqiyun am sa'id. Will the doctors be able to tell you whether this child will be a mu'min or a kafir? Will the doctors be able to tell you how much of rosy this child has come with in this world? Can the doctors tell you how long this child will live? I know of a friend of mine. When his grandchild was born, there were complications. He actually phoned me, Marana, janaza will be so and so time. I see, child is living, still passing, no, but we definitely he's going. Till today, child is living. Years have went. And sometimes he said, oh, normal child is born. And suddenly something happens, child is gone. So whatever is in the womb of the mother, only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. Just to determine and to tell you the gender of the child, is no kamal in that. Ask the doctor more details, they are unable to tell you. وَمَا تَدْرِي نَفْسُ مَاذَا تَكْسِبُ غَدًا. Which one of us knows exactly how much he will earn tomorrow? Nobody. You got a big sale on tomorrow. You know, I'm planning, I'm going to sell so much and do this. But nobody knows exactly what his rosy will be like. Whether he'll have life even to open his door of the shop the next day. Nobody knows. So rizq, the knowledge of rosy, only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. And of course, when Allah ta'ala informs the angel that this will be the rosy of this child, that's when the angel comes to know. Otherwise, prior to that, the angel does not know anything. وَمَا تَدْرِي نَفْسٌ بِأَيِّ أَرْضٍ تَمُوتٍ. And no soul knows in which land he will pass away. No, nobody knows where that he will pass away or she will pass away. The famous story of Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam. Oh, mashayikh have mentioned the story. That a person comes to him and whispers something to him in his ears and he requires to go to a certain country. Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah ta'ala had given him ajib power and strength and he had control over the winds and jinnat. So he tells Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam, I need to go to a certain place, please, I got no conveyance, you've got power, so transport me. Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam said, no problem. But he sees Malakul Maut standing and looking at this person with a very worried expression. Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam asks, what's the matter? This man is next to you here, and Allah has commanded me to take his life at that certain place, at the exact place where this person wanted to go. Sulaiman alayhi salatu wasalam smiles. The angels of Malakul Maut says, Allah's command, I have to go there, even though he's standing here. Malakul Maut goes there, and this person is transported there. That's the exact time when Malakul Maut has to take away his ruh. Person was with us, he's gone overseas and he passes away. So only Allah knows where the person will pass away. These are five things, the knowledge of which only Allah Ta'ala has. Inna Allah Alimun Khabir. Allah is all knowing. Allah has got knowledge of the unseen, the seen and the unseen. Alimul Ghayb wa Shahada. La ya'azubu anhu mithqalu dharratin fi samawati wa la fil ard. Wa la asghar min dhalik wa la akbar. Not even a small particle can be hidden from the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whether it's in the sky or the earth, nothing can be hidden from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's knowledge. وَلَا يُحِيطُونَ بِشَيْءٍ مِنْ عِلْمِهِ. Nobody can encompass the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Musa alayhi salatu salam and Khizr alayhi salatu salam, when they were traveling on the ship, it's a very beautiful story. Kitabs have been written in English as well, on the wisdom behind this whole journey. So Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had asked Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam to join you. He said, no, you won't be able to have sabr with me. He insisted. And then when they are on this, on board the ship, and the same ship, these people had taken them on this ferry, free of charge. And suddenly Khidr alayhi salam is denting this whole boat. And Musa alayhi salam said, what is wrong with you? These people have done good to us and you are damaging the boat. He says, see, I told you. You won't be able to carry on with me. He says, okay, I won't ask you anything else. I won't question you. It's a long incident. It's mentioned in Surah Kahf. But in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is mentioned that whilst they are on that ferry, suddenly they see a bird coming and perching itself on the deck of the ship, and then it puts its beak into the ocean, and then it takes the beak out. So Khidr alayhi salatu wasalam, Khadir alayhi salatu wasalam, asked Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, tell me, you see this little bit of water on the beak of the bird? He says, yes. You see, that little bit of water you see on the beak, that's equivalent to my knowledge, or my knowledge, your knowledge, and the knowledge of the entire world is equivalent to this one tiny, tiny droplet of water. Compared to the vast ocean, there is a limitless knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The unlimited knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we have to understand Allah Rabbul Izzat. We talk about the ma'rifat of Allah and the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to understand the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The hadith says, don't look at the dhat of Allah ta'ala. Look at the sifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is kareem, Allah is aziz, Allah is hakeem. Allah is watching us all the time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is al-wadood, He loves us. Allah is ash-shakur, our little tooty-pooty ibadat. We are reading namaz, our mind went to so many different places and came back. Despite all this, our sajda is not right sometimes, ruku not right sometimes. Our qawma and jalsa. How often the person hardly even woke up from ruku, he's not even standing straight with itminan, where every bone of the body, every joint of the body should be at ease. Before he can even do that, he's already gone into sajda. So we have to rectify our salah. Rectify our rozas. How are we keeping rozas? How much of ghibat, fighting, swearing? The badnazri we make with our eyes. The lies we speak. So many, but despite all these things, Allah is so merciful. We make sincere tawbah, istighfar. Allah is ash-shakur. He still appreciates our ibadat. Mawlana Rumi Rahmatullah gives that incident of a person in the desert. He and his wife were living. They're very poor. And the news reached them, there's a king, mashallah, very generous. And you know, he gives so much. All you need to do is go there and stand there and put forward your plea and he'll give you plentiful. So the husband said, let me go. Wife, you know, going to Badshah Salamat, you must take something, some hadiya. Or what can we take? So they had some water and a jug, full that water, and he takes it. Simple person. When he goes there, he sees a long queue, he's standing in the queue. And remember, it is a long journey. Few days, absolutely hot, tedious journey. He reaches there. People ask him, what you have come for? He said, no, I need to see the king. So, okay. As he goes to the king, he greets the king, he said, Badshah Salamat, I brought this hadiah for you. King opens, he sees this water, stenchy, gone, stale, for so many days, hot. Oh, he smiles, Jazakallah, leaves it one side. Tells his people, look after him, give him nice hot food, give him a nice place to sleep. After 2-3 days, calls him, gives him a lot of money. And he tells his people, now take him the other way, not the way he came. In other words, take him on the boat and transport him home. When he goes on the boat, he sees the fresh water of the king. And he gets a shock. He says, oh, how embarrassing. What I brought to the king, and he's got so much of water and such beautiful, such sweet, sweet water. Mawlana Rumi Rahmatullah gives the example of this and he says, our tooty pooty ibadat, not even befitting to be put in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has got everything, Allah doesn't need any one of us. But still Allah ta'ala is ash-shakur, He appreciates our ibadat. He overlooks, He forgives. This is our Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah. There's so many other verses, we cannot go into all this tafsir of those verses, but we have to now build up a ta'alluq, a connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. cry and beg, Allahumma inna nas'aluka hubbak. Ya Allah, we're asking you for your love. Another dua, Allahumma ja'al hubbaka ahabba ilayya. Allah, make your love more ghalib and more beloved to me than every other thing. More than even cold water on a hot day. If you make dua to Allah, Allah opens the door. Allah Ta'ala opens the door for us. Then we have the ma'rifat of Allah, the khashiyat of Allah, the khawf of Allah, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whole namaz will take a different shape. The kayfiyat of namaz will change. Our zakat, our fasting, the tawaf will be so different. When you go into sajda, mana Fadlu Rahman Ganj Muradabadi Rahmatullah Ali used to say that I go into sajda and he says that Allah is making PR with me. One subhan rabbi al-ala. They were going to a different alam. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala is in salah. That's the only time they can remove the spear from his leg. Can you imagine? What concentration, they were gone in some other alam. Those two sahaba who were guarding the Muslim army, and when one was lying down, and the other was busy reciting salat, he was reading Surah Kahf, and he was enjoying Surah Kahf when the enemy began to shoot at him. And the first arrow shot him, he still continued. Second, and then the third one, when he lunged forward, then his friend woke up to see him, full with blood. Why didn't you wake me up? Why didn't you break your salat? He says, I started reciting, I was reading Surah Kahf, ma ahbabtu an aqta'ah. I was enjoying it, I didn't wish to break the surah. I was talking to my Allah. That is the type of salat we need to develop, and alhamdulillah, Allah has given us tawfiq now. These last 10 days are now on our doorstep. It's a Mubarak time. Time to beg and cry and cry and cry. And make resolutions. Ya Allah, I want to change. No matter how bad and how filthy we are. Sincere tawbah. Sincere istighfar. And Allah will wash away this. For Allah to make us His friends is nothing. But we need to take the baby step towards Allah. And Allah's mercy comes dashing forward towards us. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayat. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Subhanallah bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.